And welcome to the Midday. I'm Norman Gilliland with members of Calmus. They are an a cappella group, a quintet, performing with the Green Lake Festival of Music, and that would be tomorrow night at the Thrasher Opera House in Green Lake, 7:30, as part of that Green Lake Festival of Music. And they hail all of you from Leipzig, right?
Yeah.
No need to whisper. Yeah, it's okay. You're on the air now, so whatever you say is history. And they are, should I even say the last names here, Anja Lipfert?
Yes, that's me.
That would be the soprano member of the group?
Yeah, that's right.
This did start out as an all-male choir, is that right?
That's right. I joined the group 2 years after the founding.
Because you wanted some, what, high-range repertory that you could perform?
I think that was their aim.
And then we have this is an interesting combination because you also have a countertenor, and that's Sebastian Krause.
That's me, that's right.
Okay. And then the tenor is Tobias
Pürcher.
Thank you. All right, it's good to have the definitive pronunciation here. And Ludwig Böhme is the baritone.
Perfect, yes, that's me, Böhme. Umlaut.
Thank you. And then you just go by, Joe, right? Sort of an un-German pronunciation, Joe Rossler.
Yes, that's me. Hi, everybody.
And you would be the bass. Pretty clear about that. And so you're all from Leipzig, and you all went through the same schools together. Did you know each other before you were in the group together?
Yeah, when we founded the group, we were much younger, and we were members of the St. Thomas Boys Choir in Leipzig.
Very famous choir.
That's a famous choir. Famous church. The choir has its 800th birthday next year. And so when school ends, the choir time ends, and we wanted to continue singing, and that's why we founded the group. But the singers changed during the years with Calmus a little bit, and so there are two founding members. One of them is me. Mm-hmm. The other one is Sebastian, our countertenor.
And the name Calmus comes, it's rather like the way ABBA got their name, I think, because they started with the first letters of the names of some of the performers and then kind of added on. Is that where the Calmus comes from? It has to do with performers' names.
That's right. But in opposite to ABBA, the C of Calmus is an invention. Only Almus was initials of the founding members.
Well, that sounds good, too. And speaking of sounding good, you're actually going to start with something English.
Yes.
Which is a very rich texture. Is this Morley? Thomas Morley?
Yes, we now sing for you Thomas Morley, one of his, I think it's his most famous madrigal, and it's called Now is the Month of Maying.
Calmus.
Now is the month of Maying, when merry lets are playing, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la. Now is the month of Maying, when merry lets are playing, fa-la-la-la-la-la, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la. Each with his body lass, upon the greeny grass, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Each with his body lass, upon the greeny grass, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. The spring clad all in gladness doth love the winter sadness, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la. The spring clad all in gladness doth love the winter sadness, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la. And to their bagpipe sounds, the nymphs tread out their crowns, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. And to their bagpipe sound, the nymphs fled off the ground. Fie then, why sit we musing, you sweet delight refusing, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la. Fie then, why sit we musing, you sweet delight refusing, fa-la-la-la-la-la, fa-la-la-la-la-la. Say, dainty nymphs, and speak, shall we play barley break? Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Say, dainty nymphs, and speak, shall we play barley break? Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
At which point, you hear a lot of applause. Wonderful. Thomas Morley, as sung by my guest today, Kalmus. They'll be with us for the hour with a, well, mostly live performance, and we'll also be hearing shortly from some of their many CDs. You have quite a few CDs to your credit.
Yeah, that's true. About 10 at the moment, and we recently recorded the next one.
It was, does each of the CDs have a theme, you know, a specific idea that unites all the songs?
Yeah, that's different. Yeah, they are sacred CDs. One CD with many pieces of Bach, or one CD with pieces from our hometown Leipzig, and we have secular CDs. One with much music of Schumann. It's called House Music.
Well, being from Leipzig is a real advantage, because if you want to perform music from Leipzig, you have a lot of wonderful things to choose from. Bach, for example. Did Schumann not work in Leipzig for a while also?
Yes, he lived there.
Mm-hmm. Also, yeah. So you have quite a good repertory.
Yeah, and, it's not only the St. Thomas Boys Choir, where Bach was the conductor for a long time. It's also that we have in Leipzig a very famous musical high school, university, which was founded by Felix Mendelssohn. And so the choir and the high school, or the academy, as well as the Gewandhaus Orchestra, which is also very famous, makes Leipzig to a city full of music and was always an interesting place for composers to be. And the Bach, Mendelssohn, Schumann, Distler, Liszt, Grieg, they all lived or learned or worked in Leipzig for a long time.
It was a great advantage. Well, speaking of Bach, why don't we hear from one of your CDs now? And this would be three short... I take it back. It's Brahms, isn't it, that we'll be hearing? No, we wrote this list rather hastily. That's why I'm going back for it. It is Bach, and then we'll be hearing Brahms. What about the Bach on the CD? What is that?
These are three movements of his famous motet, Jesu meine Freude. And we recorded it, I think, 4 years ago. And it's one of his masterpieces for choirs and ensembles. And it's the only five-part motet by Bach. There's one four-part, and and the others are eight-part motets, and so it fits perfect to our group.
This one he wrote for you.
Yes.
Jesu meine Freude. A five-part motet by Johann Sebastian Bach, longtime Leipzig resident, as performed by Kalmus, my guests today, and they hail from Leipzig. They're an a cappella quintet performing tomorrow night at the Green Lake Festival of Music in Green Lake, Wisconsin. This is only your second visit to Wisconsin.
Yes, that's true. They've been to West Bend and Fond du Lac 3 years ago.
And I think it's about time for you to come to Madison or, Milwaukee or Green Bay.
It would be a pleasure. There must be someone who invites us
you
to
have
come,
to be invited.
And then we will be here.
All right. Well, we'll work on it.
Next year we will be in Milwaukee.
Oh, you will?
April 21st, together with a German recorder quartet, Q&G, Quartet New Generation. And we are performing at Early Music Now in Milwaukee.
Well, I have to ask a question about countertenors for Sebastian. do you sing exclusively countertenor, or do you get into tenor parts too?
Normally, I sing exclusively alto, but as you can hear, I'm speaking with a low voice.
Yes.
And so, of course, I can use this voice for singing as well. but normally in concerts, I sing the high voice, with the head voice.
But with such a low natural voice, that seems like a stretch. Wouldn't most countertenors be you know, have higher voices in the first place?
No, most countertenors have speak with normally low voices. Yeah, really low voices.
Well, that's intriguing. I wonder why that is. But it is a very specialized form of singing, isn't it?
I think it becomes common more and more. But of course, it is a bit more special than singing bass or tenor. But every man can sing in this way. Normally, you use this head voice, which I use for singing. You use it when you looking for your women playing soccer, for example.
Wait a minute.
And they get a goal and you say, "Yoo-hoo!" Oh. That's using the head voice. And you, of course, you can train that and then you can sing with that. Yeah, so that's head voice.
But are you singing countertenor when you sing Brahms? These couple
Yes, I do.
Do you? Brahms wrote for countertenor?
No, he doesn't. I think at Brahms' time there was nearly no countertenors, but you can do it. We can use this our blend to try to sing Brahms in our way, and we hopefully it works.
And so these are two short songs by Brahms?
Yes, we'll sing two songs by Brahms. The first one is a description of the wonderful sweet May with its bright blue sky and green plants. But the protagonist, unfortunately, is not able to enjoy it because he was deserted. And the second piece is Farewell, which means farewell. Here as well, the beautiful nature is mentioned, but combined with the fact that all of us sometimes have to say goodbye.
O süße Mai, der Strom ist frei. Ich steh verschlossen, mein Aug verschlossen. Ich seh nicht deine grüne Tracht, nicht deine buntgeblühte Pracht, nicht dein Himmelblau. Zur Ehe ich schau. O süße Mai, mich lasse frei, wie den Gesang. Das nun wandern soll. Der Sommer fährt von hinnen, du wirst mit ihm entrinnen, du wirst mit ihm entrinnen. Fahr wohl, o Blättlein, das nun fallen soll. O Blättlein, das nun fallen soll. Dich hat rot angestrahlt, der Herbst im Tod gemahlet. Fahr wohl. All Liebes, das nun scheiden soll. Und ob es so geschehe, dass ich nicht mehr dich sehe. Fahr wohl.
Two songs by Brahms, as performed live here in our studio by my guests today, Kalmus. Well, Joe, about basses, do the basses in your arrangements, I assume, get to do as things that are as exciting as everyone else? So often we think of a bass as just kind of, you know, holding down the low notes, but you have as virtuosic a part as everyone else?
Yes, both. But less complicated lines. I don't know why. I don't think that basses are slower in mind, but maybe some, maybe earlier. I don't know. But whereas often I have only a line, one tone, and keep it to make a basement.
And but how many of these songs do you actually rearrange? I mean, how many can you actually find for your particular combination of voices?
Yeah, there are many original compositions. Yeah, as we talked about the countertenor, when Brahms wrote his pieces, he wrote it in alto voice, and we choose to do it with a countertenor. You can also do it with a female alto, and that's the thing with many compositions. So there are a lot of five-part compositions from the Renaissance period until contemporary music. The only thing what we have to do is when we sing arrangements, we have to find our own arrangement. So we have to take a song and make an arrangement for our group. But all classical repertoire is original compositions.
But we also sing four-part music, and then we decide for every piece, or sometimes for a part of a piece, if we use only four of us or all of us, and then we double sometimes the bass, sometimes a different part. It depends to create specific sounds in the piece. In both pieces you heard, we used both. So sometimes only four sing and sometimes five.
Well, as we get the quiz question asked here in a minute, we'll be hearing another one of your CDs, and in this case you'll be talking about or singing about singing from the repertory of Max Reger. And that's a composer you don't hear, at least here, too often represented in the song repertory. Did Reger write a lot of vocal music?
Yes, he did. He did. He's one of the most famous German composers in the latest Romantic period, and he died in Leipzig.
Oh,
so he loved to write big harmonies and complicated harmonies. Everything what is big, he liked, and he looked like, yeah, he ate much. He was a very tall and thick person.
Oh, okay.
And he died in a hotel in Leipzig. And there's the legend that the score of the collection, you will soon hear one song of it, laid on his, yeah, next to his bed at the table, night table, or
yes,
I don't know how to say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, and so that's something typical for Leipzig, that when he was found dead in the hotel, there was the score of that collection you will hear from.
1916, that would be, if I remember correctly. And now, without further ado, let's hear from Max Reger. Which song is this in particular that we'll be hearing?
The song is called Night Song.
Kalmus. Did you say Nacht or Nachtsong was the name of that by Reger?
Nacht.
Just plain night.
Yeah.
Okay. And very nocturnal it was indeed. We're here with Kalmus today performing. That was from a CD, one of about 10 that they have produced in Leipzig. And they're also performing live here for the Ballads of the Midday. They have quite a varied repertory for five voices. You don't do any overdubbing or anything like that when you record? Is it just your five voices real time that we're hearing?
Actually, we have done this sometimes, but only particularly. So for example, we have made one CD with encores. It's called One More Song.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some pop songs and chansons, mm-hmm. and something like that. And there, on three or four songs, we have done a second dub. I don't know.
An overdub.
Overdubbing. Yeah.
So, yeah.
But normally we record purely our five voices only.
Would that be true if you were singing something like Sting? Sting, they look confused.
We can try to do.
Oh, you're going to try to sing some Sting?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see what happens.
So that's Shape of My Heart.
That's not the shape. The shape of my heart. It is a cause, is a meditation. And though she plays, never suspects. He doesn't play for the money he wins. He doesn't play for respect. He deals the cards to find the answer. The sacred geometry of chance. The hidden law of probable outcome. The numbers lead a dance. I know that the spades are the swords of a soldier. I know that the clubs are weapons of war. I know that diamonds mean money for this art. But that's not the shape of my heart. Diamonds mean money for this song. That's not the shape of my heart. The shape of my heart. The shape of my heart. Shape of my heart. And if I told you that I loved you, you'd maybe think there's something wrong. I'm not the man of too many faces. The mask I wear is worn. But those who speak know nothing and find out to their cost. Like those who curse their luck in too many places and those who fear are lost. I know that the spades are the swords of a soldier. I know that the clubs are weapons of war. I know that diamonds mean money for this art. But that's not the shape of my heart.
The shape of my heart.
That's not the shape of my heart. Oh, that's not the shape of my heart. That's not the shape of my heart.
Ooh. I think that's Sting's debut in this particular studio, at least during this hour. That was Calmus. Nice accents.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, let's see if we can do this without too much whiplash, as we would call it in the U.S. So this is where you do a sudden change to something very different and try to do it without getting thrown off balance. How about a German folk song?
Of course we can do some German folk songs, but it's not so different because it's as an arrangement as well. We let it write from a composer from Leipzig for us, and the folk song is about mills and about bakers and about making bread and eating and don't have to be hungry. And the most important thing is the sound the mill makes while working. It's like click clack, click clack, click clack. So you will hear that in the song.
I should add that in the sting, you also were making all the instrument sounds too. This was all just five voices, no instruments.
Es klappert die Mühle am rauschenden Bach, klipp, klapp. Bei Tag und bei Nacht ist der Müller stets wach, klipp, klapp. Er mahlet das Korn zu dem kräftigen Brot, und haben wir dieses, so hat's keine Not. Klipp, klapp, klapp, klipp, klapp, klapp, klipp, klappe, klipp, klapp, klippe, klappe, klippe, klappe, klippe, klapp.
Flink, klappe,
klippe, klippe, klappe, klippe, klippe, klappe, klippe, klippe, klappe, klippe, klappe, klippe, klippe, klappe, klippe, klippe, klappe, klippe, klippe, klappe, klippe, klippe, klappe,
klippe, klippe,
klappe, klippe, klappe, klippe, klippe, wenn reichliche Körner das Ackerfeld trägt, klipp, klapp, klipp, klapp, die Mühle dann flink ihre Räder bewegt, klipp, klapp, klipp, klapp, und schenkt uns der Himmel, o Himmel, der Brot, so sind wir geborgen und leiden nicht los.
Klappe, klipp, klappe, klipp, da, 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 da,
klapp. Well, that was laden with sound effects. And that's, what's the name of that?
Es klappert die Mühle am rauschenden Bach.
So the mill wheel, or the mill clops as it goes through the stream.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's see if we can get this in too, because this is a composer. This is again from one of your CDs that you made in Leipzig. In fact, that's the name of the CD, isn't it? Made in Leipzig.
Yeah.
And it's a composer we don't hear too often, although he wrote some wonderful music in the early 20th century, Hugo Distler. What drew you to Hugo Distler?
Leipzig. So, as the title of the CD is, Made in Leipzig, for us it's important to sing music from our hometown. And Distler lived only 20 years after Reger. And Reger we already heard, but his way of composing is completely different. After the Romantic period, he found a very new and a very vocal solution of writing new music, which sounds fantastic and which is high quality composition. So what we will hear now is a very joyful piece, and the piece we will perform at the Green Lake Festival tomorrow too. And it's a sacred one, and means singet dem Herrn ein neues Lied, which means sing unto the Lord a new song.
Singet dem Herrn ein neues Lied.
Of Hugo Distler, who lived from 1908 to 1942 and is, well, a little bit still of an unknown quantity in this country, although very big in Leipzig. Where our guests today come from, Kalmus, the a cappella quintet, with quite the varied repertoire. They're playing the Green Lake Festival of Music, or I should say performing, tomorrow night, the Thrasher Opera House in Green Lake. And you can find all that information online, too, how you can get there and how you can get tickets for that. But it should be quite an event. Well, we have time for one more. What would you like to round things out with before we get to the end of this quiz question?
Yeah, maybe we should sing another pop song.
All right. All right. What do you have?
So, a Queen song. It's called Crazy Little Thing Called Love. And it gives you the essential question, what the answer of the essential question, what is love?
So listen carefully.
It's just crazy little thing.
One, two, three. Crazy little thing called love. This thing called love, I just can't handle it. Called love, I must get round to it. I had ready.
Crazy little thing called love.
This thing, they call love, it cries in a cradle all night. It swings, it jives, it shakes all over like a jellyfish. I kind of like it,
yeah. Crazy little thing called love.
There goes my baby. She knows how to rock and roll. She drives me crazy.
She drives me crazy. She gives
me
heart and cold fever.
And she leaves me in a cool, cool sweat. Down, down, down. Down, down, down. Whoa, 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 whoa. I got to be cool. Relax. Get hip. Get on my tracks. Take a backseat. Hitchhike. And take a long ride on my motorbike until I'm ready. Crazy little thing called love.
Ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, get hip, get on my tracks, take a back seat, hitchhike, and take a long ride on my motorbike until I'm ready.
Ready, Freddy.
Crazy little thing called love.
Ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding.
Ding, ding, ding,
this thing called love. I just can't handle it. This thing called love. I must get round to it. I had ready. Crazy little thing called love. 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 Crazy little thing called love.
That Freddie Mercury sound, those harmonies, hard to resist, aren't they?
But it's always fun singing those arrangements.
And I'm sure the audience really gets into it, too.
They love it, yes.
Yeah. Is something like that likely to happen tomorrow night in the Thrasher Opera House?
Yeah, we will sing some Sting, not the Shape of My Heart, mm-hmm. we sang some minutes ago, but Fragile, mm-hmm. and we will sing... another Queen song, Love of My Life, some Michael Jackson.
Oh, Michael Jackson.
And Bobby McFerrin.
Oh, yeah, well, I can imagine that would be great a cappella stuff, Bobby McFerrin.
Yeah.
Sure,
yes.
Sure. Now, this CD that you're working on, or is it out, right, your latest?
Our latest CD is a sacred one. It's about... every piece on the CD has the same text base. It's Psalm 116. So the CD is called Myth 116. So it's it's based on compositions of the year 1616 to 1623.
Wow, that's a narrow range. It's very narrow number of years, but some good stuff.
That's the basement of this project, because there was a someone in Germany who something happened to him, and he thought he has to give his faith to God.
Oh, sure.
So in expressing with this psalm, and he told 16 composers to compose this psalm 116.
Yes. So these weren't hard to find. It's a collection that already.
It's a collection of 16 compositions of psalm
116.
Yeah.
And they're all for various kinds of ensembles, not just for vocal quintet, I assume.
They are all five part.
Oh, they are.
Yes,
they are all for five voices. Yes,
yes.
And we recorded three of them, and we commissioned two new compositions. Composers from our hometown Leipzig, because the first 16 composers were all based in Germany, in the middle of Germany, around Leipzig. Yeah, and it's Heinrich Schütz and Johann Hermann Schein.
Oh, yes, major 17th century composers, sure.
Yes, yes.
Well, that's something to look forward to. And once you're through with Green Lake, where are you going?
Yeah, we're going to... after Green Lake, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to Nantucket.
Nantucket.
Yeah? Is it wrong?
No, that's just charming.
And that should be a very nice island, a charming island as well.
Oh, I think so, especially if it has music from Kalmus. And thanks greatly for stopping by this hour and sharing your music.
Pleasure to be here.
Yeah.